and delivery of Queensland's new passenger trains, the new generation rolling stock, as they're called, the NGR. The investigation, headed by retired District Court Judge Michael Ford, has found an evolution of failures in the delivery of the trains. It'll take until 2024 and cost $336 million to make the 75 trains disability compliant. And just remember that our disability laws in Australia have been in place for 15 years. Jeff Trappett is from the disability advocacy group Inclusion Moves. Jeff Trappett, give me your reaction to the release and the findings by Michael Ford and his report.
Well, people with disability and myself personally feel vindicated by the inquiry to know that the issues we've been raising all along through this process have been backed up by the inquiry is a good day for us. Now it's about making sure that the government actually follows through with the recommendations and we avoid doing this all over again.
Is there evidence that middle and lower management of the public service in Queensland actually understand that they're required to adhere to federal disability laws?
We noticed through the consultation phases that we were dealing with those lower and middle management. They knew what they needed to do. As the commissioner has said earlier today, they simply did not feel confident feeding that up the chain to the senior managers.
And what does that reveal to you?
That's their job.
What does that reveal to you or your group, Jeff Trappett, that they didn't feel confident that if they passed it on to the seniors?
They didn't see people with disability as worthy of the respect of them possibly taking a rap over the knuckles, Steve, and that's tragic.
Who should be held accountable for this then?
Absolutely. Those lower and middle management types should be held responsible. That was their job, and people with disability aren't there as volunteer babysitters to make sure that the bureaucracy does their job.
It's clear from my interview with the former District Court Judge Michael Ford that they're not going to be held accountable because he thinks that the contract is too difficult, going all the way back to the narrow gauge of the Queensland rail lines.
The narrow gauge excuse is just that, Steve. It's an excuse. Queensland Rail already has exemptions for narrow gauge railway, so to bring narrow gauge up as an issue that stopped them from providing compliant trains is an absolute fursuit.
The Minister, Mark Bailey, says all of the trains will be fixed fully by 2024. Your reaction?
If we'd started this a number of years earlier when we first alerted the issues, that'd be done by now. So 2024 is a long time away for people with disability to have their rights still not enacted to be included in public transport. Minister Bailey talked a lot today about respect for people with disability. He then also used the words, people with a vision, hearing and mobility problem. People with disability are not the problem. So that respect has still got some way to go.
The terms of reference allowed the Commissioner to conduct interviews and ask for and accept submissions but not conduct hearings. How do you feel about the inquiry's terms of reference?
I provided a submission and I wasn't granted an interview, Steve, so I found that extremely curious at the time. I provided what I thought was a good submission that talked about issues back in procurement and also in rollout. The terms of reference were very, very specific to exclude anything to do with rollout. They're open-ended questions for the disability sector of how can we trust this current government to not continue to do this kind of thing when no one, as you say, has taken a rap on the knuckles for releasing non-compliant trains on the network.
So one of the major disability advocacy groups, your group, was not allowed to give evidence.
No, we absolutely were not asked to come forward for an interview.
All right. The inquiry's terms of reference, though, did cover the whole period from the start with Labor Premier Anna Bligh through to the... when I should probably point out that Anastasia Palaszczuk was Transport Minister for a while, to the new LNP government of Campbell Newman and then back to the Labor government of Anastasia Palaszczuk. So it spanned quite a significant period of both sides of politics. Does anything in particular stand out to you in that process, in that period?
What stands out to me, Steve, is this isn't an issue of politics. This is an issue of respect for people with disability and our inclusion into society. Both sides of Parliament got this absolutely wrong and should absolutely be taking a good hard look at themselves in the mirror tonight. People with disability deserve absolutely more respect than what they got from both sides of government. There's enough blame to go around on both sides.
Am I reading you fairly it sounds like you actually do want someone held more formally accountable as a result of this.
Absolutely. For people with disability who have trust that this won't occur again, we need to see that the situation has changed.
They've promised to listen to you. I spoke to the Minister, Mark Bailey. He said they'll listen to the disability community now.
Minister Bailey expects people with disability to volunteer to come in and babysit his bureaucrats. We've been asked to consult on Cross River Rail, on NGR, on Metro, all and sundry. We've been asked to volunteer our time to come and babysit his bureaucrats. That's not respect.
I'll leave it there, Jeff Trappett. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Steve.
Jeff Trappett from the disability advocacy group Inclusion Moves.